Local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, you'll probably feel the changes when you step outside, unless you're wearing a jacket or something. But you step outside, you'll feel the cool 69. Which is nice. Now, as we get started on a Wednesday morning with Mobile Mornings, Dr. Bill's got our full forecast on the way. First, Kane's got traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pizza Tons Towing and Recovery, traffic's in our accident-free condition so far this morning on the way in. Looks good from Airport, Dolphin, and Moffitt, 65. If you're traveling downtown and across the Bayway, Daphne, Spanish Fourth, that ride to Malbus to Loxley and I-10. Perfect start with no delays. Market in the Park is back again this Saturday in downtown Mobile, Cathedral Square, the city's favorite certified Alabama farmer's market. Get locally produced fruits, veggies, and plants. Get details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with isolated showers. High temperatures will be in the upper 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 70. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated showers and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hello, I'm Van, president of Century Bank. Since 1903, our foundation has been built on listening to each customer's needs and providing them with the best banking experience in the industry through personal relationships. We invite you to visit Century Bank today and experience the friendly attitude of our employees as they serve your financial needs with sincere pride. After all, at Century Bank, we take banking personally.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk1065.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama.
I guess it is sad that we're all excited to high today 88 or 89. I guess we've been beaten down so far by the by the extended summer that moved its way into fall that we're like, woo, it's 80. I mean, it's October 9th.
Mm-hmm.
There have been years in the past when we've had like highs in the 60s.
Oh, don't say
October.
That.
We've had that in October. But so I'm just excited about, oh, it's only going to be 88. Dr. Bill has more to talk with us at 6:35.
You know, when once it gets cold, which we're all really looking forward to at this point, but just think when it's 88 in, let's say, March or April, we're going to be burning up. We're going to be like, oh, it's so hot now.
That's
88
right.
degrees. But today it feels great.
Yeah, we'll take it. Absolutely. Doc will join us here shortly. Also coming up this morning, Jeff Poor joins us after 8 o'clock. And we're turning up your voice on the text line at 343-0106 all morning long. Right now, Kelly's got headlines.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Ready, set, let the qualifying begin for candidates for the U.S. Senate, U.S. House, and other positions for the March 3rd primary. Tuesday was day one for Republicans and the Alabama Republican Party to qualify. Candidates, they pay a fee and file documents to officially qualify for placement on the ballot. Democrats, they open their qualifying period on September the 27th. Qualifying ends on November 8th for both parties. So far, as of noon Tuesday, three candidates had qualified for the Senate race. Businessman Stanley Adair of Haleyville, Secretary of State John Merrill, and State Representative Arnold Mooney of Birmingham. On the other side of the aisle, the highest profile race is for the U.S. Senate seat held by Democrat Doug Jones. Jones won the seat in a special election in December of 2017, and he is also running for re-election. The Alabama Republican Party says that they plan to update a list of qualified candidates on its website throughout the day. Now, all seven Alabama congressional seats are on the ballot, including two with no incumbent. Representative Bradley Byrne, who represents the 1st District, is running for support the Senate instead of seeking re-election. U.S. Representative Martha Roby, a Republican from Montgomery who has represented the 2nd District since 2010, decided not to seek a 6th term. This morning, the Mobile County Public School System, you will notice, is increasing security around the school system after an online threat circulates on Snapchat. Mobile Police Department stated that their team of investigators is working with the Gulf Coast Technology Center and assessing the nature of the potential threat involving someone shooting up the school BHS. At this hour, Mobile Police are still working to figure out if BHS is Baker High School or Blount High School or possibly a different school. Police Department and the Gulf Coast Technology Center are asking both parents and students to not repost or recirculate posts mentioning potential school threats, but rather call police immediately. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, this is Chuck McKay. After a tough year of chemo last year, I was having issues with sleep, my energy level, and aches and pains that just would not get better, even with medication. I heard friends say CBD had helped them with similar issues and thought, I need to at least try this stuff. I knew Joe Brown had opened Your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest. So I skeptically went to see if CBD could help me. I felt hope as soon as Joe started talking. He asked what I was experiencing, carefully explained how CBD works with the body, then suggested Your CBD store products and dosage that had worked for his other customers. I started that day, and within days, I was sleeping again, and my body and just life felt good again. Listen, if you suffer from pain or anxiety, please see Joe at Your CBD store of West Mobile. Don't let skepticism of CBD keep you from feeling better another day. And please, shop local. It helps us all.
Visit Your CBD store of West Mobile at Hillcrest and Greelot.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. People in Santa Rosa County have voted down a proposed 1-cent sales tax for infrastructure. More than 67% said no to the tax. The 1% sales tax was set to replace the current half-cent sales tax expiring December 31st. County officials say the tax hike, if passed, would have generated $180 million over 10 years for road improvement and capital infrastructure projects. Mobile police have not yet released the name of a man hit and killed by a car in Mobile last night. It happened on Noel Avenue. That's off the I-65 service road near Old Shell Road. Mobile Baykeeper has released the bacterial results from the sewage spill in Fish River Monday. E. coli has been detected, but there is not a large enough amount to cause major concern. The swimming threshold for E. coli is 235 per 100 milliliters. County Road 64 is slightly above the threshold at 262. The other locations on Highway 104, Bohemian Park, and County Road 32 are under the threshold. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
I'm Dr. Connie Uzel at Southern Cancer Center. As oncologists, we form deep bonds with our patients. One of my favorite things is when patients come in a few years after their cancer treatment. Oftentimes they will ask me, "What year was that? When was my chemotherapy?" And I smile really big because I know that it's in their rearview mirror. It's a fading memory. Come see the difference at Southern Cancer Center, navigating you from patient to survivor.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 106.5 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 106.5. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at twitter.com at FM Talk 106.5.
Auburn loses a star player to injury for at least the next month. Tampa forces Game 5 in Houston, and I've got the odds for this weekend's SEC games. Quarter after 6 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. We start with some tough news for the Auburn Tigers. Running back Jatarvius Booby Whitlow is expected to miss the next 4 to 6 weeks after undergoing knee surgery yesterday. AL.com reports that Whitlow suffered the knee injury late during the Tigers' 24-13 loss to Florida last weekend. He actually returned to the game after being injured and reportedly did not realize he was hurt until the following morning. The Tigers have a bye this weekend before facing Arkansas next Saturday, but they will miss their lead back while he's out. Whitlow currently leads the SEC with 7 rushing touchdowns, and he's second in the conference in rushing yards. Whitlow will miss Auburn's big game at LSU on October 26th. He could possibly return in time for the Georgia game on November 16th. In baseball, the Tampa Bay Rays scored 3 runs in the first inning and beat the Houston Astros 4-1 to force a series-deciding Game 5 in Houston tomorrow night.
Here's the 1-2 from Snell up the middle. The Tampa Bay Rays win Game 4, even the series, at 2 apiece.
That's the final call from TBS. Tampa's Willie Adames added to the lead with a 4th-inning solo home run, and the Rays sent Houston ace pitcher Justin Verlander to the bench early. Verlander allowed all 4 Rays runs in only 3 2/3 innings in the loss. Game 5 is scheduled to start after 6 p.m. tomorrow night. Garrett Cole sets to start on the mound for the Astros, while Tyler Glasnow gets the call for Tampa. Today there are 2 Game 5s set to be played, both in the National League. Atlanta hosts St. Louis at 4 p.m. Braves will start Mike Foltynewicz, and the Cardinals will trot out Jack Flaherty. Then at 7:37 tonight, the L.A. Dodgers host Washington for Game 5. Steven Strasburg starts for the Nats, and Walker Buehler will start for L.A. Got a full weekend of SEC games coming up on Saturday. Starting at 11 a.m., the Georgia Bulldogs, ranked 3rd in the nation, host South Carolina. Georgia right now favored by 25 points over Will Muschamp's squad. Also at 11, Tennessee Vols still looking for their first FBS win of the year. Not SEC, their first FBS, Football Bowl Division, win of the year. They host Mississippi State. The Bulldogs on the road favored by 7. At 2:30, the SEC game of the week, number 1, Alabama plays at number 24, Texas A&M. Alabama favored by 16.5 points in that one. At 3 o'clock, Vanderbilt hosts UNLV. Commodores favored by 14.5. At 6 o'clock, Missouri hosts Ole Miss. The Tigers favored by 12. At 6:30, Arkansas is on the road at Kentucky. Wildcats favored by 7. Then at 7 o'clock, a huge top 10 matchup in Baton Rouge. Number 5 LSU hosts number 7 Florida. The Tigers right now favored by 13 points. Also, 2 more top 25 games this weekend. At 11 a.m., the Red River Rivalry from the Cotton Bowl in Dallas. Number 11, Texas, and number 6, Oklahoma, will lock horns. Sooners favored by 11 points. And at 6:30, a big one in the Big Ten. Number 10, Penn State, plays at number 17, Iowa. The Nittany Lions are favored by 3.5. 6:18 on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report.
Storm season is here, and it's time to review your personal homeowner's coverage. Set a coverage review appointment with the Craig Smith Agency today. Nothing is as important as having the proper coverage when your family needs it. The fully licensed professionals at the Craig Smith Agency will shop several A-rated companies for the best rates to meet your needs and offer plenty of options on your wind deductibles. Call 626-2500 today or visit the new office location at 28623 North Main Street in Daphne.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with isolated showers. High temperatures will be in the upper 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 70. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated showers and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Need a golf cart? Cart Doctor sells Yamaha and Star street legal carts. They also sell all models of used carts, even rent golf carts for football games, weddings, Halloween, Mardi Gras, and yes, golf. Need a golf cart repaired? Cart Doctor repairs all models with their own body shop and full service mechanic. Cart Doctor will pick up and deliver too. And remember, they'll custom build a cart just for you. Visit them at 5683 Highway 90 West in Theodore. Just look for the lot full of golf carts. CartDoctor.com.
Attention on deck. This is Tom Claxton with the Scuttlebutt Network. Come join me and co-host Cal Waters this Wednesday from 1 to 2 p.m. as we broadcast live from the fantail of the battleship USS Alabama. That's this Wednesday from 1 to 2 p.m. on the battleship. Hoorah!
And this is Sean Sullivan, and I'll be doing the lead-in for the Scuttlebutt Boys with Midday Mobile from noon to 1 from atop the battleship in the FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Command Unit. That's Wednesday starting at noon at the battleship and on FM Talk 106.5. Come see us.
Good morning for the SpringoToyota.com. Traffic Center accident free conditions continue this morning. No problems from Daphne, Spanish Fourth, at right across the Bayway and the Causeway. Mobile Police Department say they're clear with no delays from Airport, Dolphin, Spring Hill, and Moffitt in 65. The Blacksmith Experience at Daphne offers beginning blacksmithing and knife making classes. Learn to design and forge your own knife and other fun projects. Weeknight and weekend classes available. Reserve your spot at theblacksmithexperience.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 620 FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Wednesday. Yeah, as mentioned, Midday Mobile on the road, on the battleship, on the fantail at the USS Alabama. Favorite place to do a show, and we're back there today. So come out and say hello. We get the show started at noon, be there a little bit before. And the thing is, Scuttlebutt takes the second hour of Midday Mobile to do their show, which gives me an hour to visit with folks. Usually, when I'm at an event, we're doing shows and all that stuff, don't have the time to visit. I'll get Tom and Cal cranked up and get their show going, and then we'll hang out.
Yeah, and so, what a place for Scuttlebutt to do their show, the battleship.
It's funny how that works, huh? Also, I saw this. You were thinking about when you're talking about this weekend's upcoming college football games, tailgating taken to a new level. Story here from MLive.com. The Goodyear blimp is offering overnight stays, and you can book it through Airbnb.
Really?
Okay. If you ever wanted to ride in the Goodyear blimp, well, you still can't, but this is the closest you may get. Goodyear blimp is offering overnight stays on Airbnb. They're doing it the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th in Ann Arbor, Michigan, in honor of the Michigan-Notre Dame football game on the 26th. Sadly, the blimp is going to stay grounded, but the what you see at the bottom of the blimp, that big the structure where the people are.
The thing that looks like a tiny basket from down on the ground.
Correct. That's like a hotel room, and you're going to be able to stay in that at right there by the field.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so you have to get on reservations, go to Airbnb, and book it if you're, for some reason, going to be up there for the game. But, hey, you stay in the Goodyear. It's going to be on the ground, but you'll still be in the Goodyear blimp.
That's the only unfortunate part. I wish it was in the air, and I wish you could put the scroll.
I would pay. Okay, yes, and you could control the scroll?
Yeah, what would Ice Cube put on there?
Well, today he saw the lights of the Goodyear blimp, and all right, we'll leave it at that. I would say that I don't get sucked up in this stuff, but I would pay silly money for the family to stay overnight.
You can't
up in the air on the Goodyear blimp.
Yeah,
not down on the ground, but like to go up in the blimp and spend the night up over a city or something like that.
No one can say they've done that.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. But yeah, they're saying only $150 a night right now booking on Airbnb, but it is on the ground. All right, 6:24, time for headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. History has been made in Montgomery as voters there have elected their first black mayor in 200 years. Montgomery County Probate Judge Stephen Reed defeated television station owner David Woods in Tuesday's runoff. With 46 of 48 precincts being counted in, Reed had 32,511 votes, or 67% of the votes. Woods had 15,891 votes, or 33% of the votes. Reed said in part, quote, "It's not going to be about the first. It's not even going to be about the best. It's going to be about the impact that we make on the lives of others." Reed replaces Todd Strange, who did not seek re-election. Strange had been mayor since 2009. State prison officials are on high alert and investigating the death of a second inmate this week at the William E. Donaldson Correctional Facility. According to Alabama Department of Corrections officials, the body of 53-year-old Elvin Burnseed was found Monday afternoon at the prison. Burnseed was found lying unconscious on the top tier of his room. Burnseed was immediately taken to the infirmary where life-saving measures were administered, but he was pronounced dead at the facility at 3:58 p.m. He was serving a life sentence out of Houston County for first-degree robbery. Just last Saturday, another inmate, 35-year-old Stephen Edward Davis, also died at the facility. That followed some sort of altercation with corrections officers. ADOC's Investigations and Intelligence Division, they are investigating both cases. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
The enemy is everywhere. The fight is never ending, and yet you must continue the battle against dirt. Now there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems, tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord, Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5.
The USS Alabama and the USS Drum Living History Cruise will be at Battleship Memorial Park Saturday, October 12th for their fall drill. Come see the crews of historical reenactors demonstrate what life was like aboard the two vessels during World War II. At 0900, see the Black Ducks Flying Club land historic L-Birds on the main field. At 1300, visitors will be called to the main deck to witness a general quarters rush to battle stations. Saturday, October 5th, Battleship Memorial Park.
All right, 625, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here. And we all get it, right? We want less stress in our life. We've got tons and tons of stress. And if high-interest credit card bills are adding to that stress, here's a solution for you. The folks over at Lightstream. Here's how it works. You can pay off your credit card balances and save money with a credit card consolidation loan from the folks at Lightstream. Get a rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay. Now, let's do the math here. National average 20% APR. You're saving a lot there every month. Plus, your rate is fixed, so as rates continue to rise, which they've been doing, your low rate won't budge. And the online application is quick and easy, so you can apply right from your phone. You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Lightstream believes people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. And just for y'all, you can apply now and get a special interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Sullivan. The website, LIGHTSTREAM.com/Sullivan. My last name, SULLIVAN. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Sullivan for more information. All right, 627, Dr. Bill's on the way. And yeah, it's once again a high that does not have the number 9 in it. Well, maybe it could at the second number, but the first digit is an 8.
That I'll take it any day of the week.
Yeah, so we'll have a high in the 80s today. He'll fill in all the other glorious details when he joins us here in just a few minutes. Plus, coming up this morning, Jeff Poore joins us a little after 8 o'clock. We'll talk to him about national news and state politics as they are. You had the announcement the other day from State Senator Cam Ward. He's running for Alabama Supreme Court. A couple other announcements probably in the mix as we get closer to qualifying, which happens here at the end of this month. We'll have the official candidates in the mix, and we'll talk more about that with him at 8 o'clock. Be right back.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Pensacola police officers were called to the parking lot of Cordova Mall around 3 o'clock Tuesday afternoon. A 1-year-old baby was found inside a car asleep with the windows up and the car turned off. At the time, it was about 90 degrees. The door of the car was unlocked and the baby was taken across the street to Sacred Heart Hospital. 21-year-old Stephen Kroger of Milton was arrested and charged with child neglect. He's in the Escambia County Jail awaiting a bond hearing. Fairhope police say someone has been stealing copper pipe from 14 homes under construction in the city. Police want to talk to the owner of a car that was caught on camera in the area about the thefts. If you have any information about the crimes, contact Fairhope Police. A Mobile County constable has been arrested, accused of bribing a Mobile County business. Albert Kenmar was arrested last week. Deputies say Kenmar went into Bargain Barn in Grand Bay after two women who were members of his church had been arrested on shoplifting charges. The sheriff's office says he offered to pay the store owners in order to drop the charges. Kenmar posted bail the same day. He serves as a constable for Precinct 13. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News.
Where can you find the tools you need to get the job done and get it done right?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you succeed and save money. Do-it-yourselfers and professionals know where to go. Locally owned and operated Gulf Coast Tools. Tailgating season is here, and Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make your savings last? How much should you take out and when? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Carla Stewart. Let's work together to help ensure your finances can keep up with your unique needs over the long haul. You've done what it takes to get there. Now it's time to make the most of retirement. Call me, Carla Stewart, in Spanish Fork.
Or me, Keith Woodham, in West Mobile, for a face-to-face appointment.
Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Okay, boat's hitched, fishing gear's loaded, cooler's packed.
Nice, but are you sure your boat isn't too heavy for my truck?
Relax, I tow it down to the island all the time. It's fine. Ugh. Sorry, Gary.
When you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more. Professional Collision. We got this.
Sticks River Shooting Center in Robertsdale has everything you need for shooting, including rifles, shotguns, pistols, revolvers, ammo, targets, scopes, gun cases, range bags, and reloading supplies. Try your skills at the rifle and pistol ranges, skeet field, trap field, and clay shooting. Sticks River Shooting Center, located off Interstate 10, exit 53 Wilcox Road. Open Tuesday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sticks River Shooting Center, a fun place to shoot. Come get your aim on.
A top Turkish official says Turkey's military will shortly cross into Syria together with allied Syrian rebel forces now that President Trump is withdrawing troops from the area. A huge battle shaping up between the White House and Congress, with the White House refusing to allow any testimony or turn over any documents from anyone in the administration, as we hear from correspondent Suzanne Malvo.
The White House is obstructing the impeachment inquiry, and they say because they believe that this exercise is unconstitutional. So now the House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and her caucus, they are facing a major challenge as to how to move forward.
The House Democrats have issued a subpoena for the ambassador to the European Union, Gordon Sondland, after he didn't show up for a deposition yesterday. Pacific Gas and Electric began shutting off power to 800,000 customers in 34 California counties at midnight. The goal is to reduce the chance of fierce winds knocking down or toppling trees into power lines during the current hot, dry, and gusty weather. Pre-market trading regaining some of yesterday's losses on Wall Street. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell is suggesting that U.S. job growth since early last year might not have been as robust as thought. A hint that the Fed may be ready to keep cutting interest rates to support the economy. Powell says revisions to the government's jobs data indicate less upward pressure on wages and inflation, thereby potentially allowing the Fed to continue reducing rates. The Fed has cut rates twice this year and is expected to ease again later this month. Apple has become the latest company targeted for Chinese pressure over protests in Hong Kong after the ruling Communist Party's main newspaper criticized the tech giant for a smartphone app that allows activists to report police movements. Beijing has pressed companies, including Hong Kong's Cathay Pacific Airways, to take the government side against the protests, which are in their fourth month. Apple did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Crude oil trading at $53.17 a barrel on Wall Street, futures indicating a moderately higher open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through October 31st. Come in today and enjoy a credit of up to $1,500 towards your first two payments through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first 2 months' payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
Retirement. It could be the best years of your life. You'll finally get to do what you want to do. Travel, golf, spend time with the grandkids, or just relax at home. But you have to plan for it. Start by tuning in to Andrew McNair of Swan Capital every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say. Make retirement the best time of your life. Tune in every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
Now, weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 6:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, so yesterday, I watched it. It flirted, but it did not get into the 90s. It did stay in the 80s, as you called for. I'll take more of that, please.
Yeah, we did get close. 88 was the official high yesterday. We started out, though, with 68 in the morning. We're going to see temperatures in the upper 80s for the next few days, and then over the weekend, we'll get a real nice touch of autumn as a rather strong cold front will move in. Today, look for mostly sunny skies. There is a slight chance of a shower, a little weak system in the lower levels of the atmosphere. It'll be moving along the Gulf Coast, so there's a slight chance of a shower this afternoon. But again, upper 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, will cool down to around 70. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny, again, a slight chance of a shower and a high in the upper 80s. Now looking at Friday and the weekend. Friday, mostly sunny, but there's a good chance for thunderstorms developing in the afternoon and on into the evening hours. That's because of this cold front that'll be moving in. And we'll see a high in the upper 80s for Friday. Now, Saturday, it'll be partly cloudy and cooler. Chance for a few showers, especially in the morning. And the high on Saturday, only around 80 degrees. We'll then cool down into the lower 60s for Saturday night, with some areas getting into the upper 50s. Sunday looks really good. Mostly sunny, a high of only 82. And then Monday and Tuesday, it'll be partly cloudy and a chance of a few showers developing. And the highs Monday and Tuesday will be in the mid-80s. So looks like we will get to enjoy some cooler temperatures over the weekend.
But still no real outbreak of cold weather, for sure. I mean, this is just some moderation of what's been hot.
Yeah, not yet, but of course, out in the West, they're getting they're already into winter, especially in the northern portion of the Rockies. We're going to at least have some a cool down. I mentioned that Saturday night we could see temperatures in the upper 50s. Now, if you want some really chilly temperatures, head up in northern Alabama because they will be in the 40s.
Oh wow!
40s for Saturday night.
All right, so Cheehaw Mountain, I bet, will do that too, huh?
Yeah, I'll be about 27.
Need to take our trip to Cheehaw for sure. All right, Dr. Bill, how are the tropics looking?
We still have a little group of tropical waves. There's a couple of disturbances in the Atlantic off the southeast coast, east of Florida Peninsula. Don't expect those to develop, but we'll be watching them. Also, another disturbance out in the middle of the Atlantic could become tropical. And then we also have a tropical wave off the African coast. But right now, nothing in the way of a named storm.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast and his eye on the tropics all hurricane season long. I guess I have... I'll tell you what, I'll do this after traffic because we're going to get to traffic here in a second. But a story from our news partners at WKRG. Let me give you the headline.
Okay.
All right. Deputies, suspect dresses as doctor to escape hospital. So
awesome.
Look at Northwest Florida story. Y'all prepare yourselves for this ingenious caper. It's coming your way right after traffic and Kane.
Good morning again, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, once again, Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers are clear. Good ride so far. As you're traveling along Government Boulevard, to Petropolis, Airport, Spring Hill, and Dalton at 65. Northbound 65 from Pritchard, Chickasaw to Saraland. You've got the radar, but no problems across the Bayway. Each direction looking good. South Alabama football is headed to Troy on Wednesday, October 16th for the Battle for the Belt. And we need you there to support the Jags and help us bring back the belt, but we need you there safely. The battle is real. Buckle up and drive safe, Alabama. Go Jags. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
Employment First strives to include people with disabilities in the workplace. The initiative benefits the companies that invest in people with disabilities, and the employees become well-qualified workers and self-sufficient members of the community. Turn a disability into an opportunity. For more information, go to www.acdd.org or call 1-800-232-2158. Sponsored by the Alabama Council for Developmental Disabilities, the Alabama Disabilities Advocacy Program, the ABA, and this station.
640 FM Talk, 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Kelly's got our headlines in just a second, but I'm going to run the news story here from our news partners at WKRG. The setup here from Roseanne Haven. Hey, Roseanne. And a story out of Okaloosa, Florida. Once again, the headline, deputies, colon, suspect dresses as doctor to escape hospital. All right, you ready for the, here's the caper.
Drugs near a school is now in more trouble. Okaloosa County deputies say James Jenkins tried to make a getaway by disguising himself as a doctor. News 5's Cody Long has more from Crestview.
Deputies brought the man here to North Okaloosa Medical Center to be evaluated after he started complaining of chest pain. He is 71-year-old James Jenkins Jr. from Fort Walton Beach. He had an active warrant for selling opium within 1,000 feet of a school. Deputies pulled him over on Stillwell Boulevard, and he was brought here to the hospital. While waiting for discharge paperwork to be finished, deputies say Jenkins left his room dressed as a doctor, wearing blue scrubs and a stethoscope, and he ran out of the emergency room doors. Deputies say he ignored their commands to stop, but he was quickly taken back into custody. The hospital staff says the scrubs did not belong to them. Jenkins told the staff that someone brought the scrubs to him. And now, in addition to that narcotics charge, he's also charged with resisting arrest and escape. Reporting in Crestview, I'm Cody Long, to be KRG News 5.
Okay, so sold Triple J. He gets busted for not opiates. Opium?
Who makes opium? Who sells opium?
Some Chinese opium den or something? So he's busted for selling opium. He's old enough to know better. He's 71. Old Triple J, James Jenkins Jr. And then he pulls this. He goes and complains with chest pain. They take him to the hospital. I guess when he's back there, the law enforcement, the police are standing out in front of the doors. I don't know how they do it. He grabs some scrubs somehow or something. I like the fact that he had the scrubs and a stethoscope.
Yeah.
So if somebody stopped him, he'd be like, of course I'm a doctor. I have a stethoscope. You can't everybody just get a stethoscope. Only doctors would have these.
How long do you think he had this plan worked out?
I don't know.
His opium dreams or something, he went ahead and bought the stethoscope ahead of time to be prepared for his great escape.
If I ever get busted, what I would do is complain of chest pains. They're going to take me to the hospital. I'm going to dress it like a doctor, and I'm going to slip out, and they'll never find me. So I'll tell you what, I'll put the story up so you can see some of the pictures and video, because you want to. You can do that at FM Talk 106.5 on Twitter. All right, 6:42 headlines now with Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A U.S. soldier has been arrested in the 2018 rape of an Auburn University student. On Tuesday, 27-year-old Ryan Charles Petro was taken into custody on 5 counts of first-degree rape. He's stationed at Fort Bragg. Authorities say his arrest stems from an investigation into a sexual assault that was reported to police on May 29, 2018. The female victim was a 19-year-old Auburn University student. She reported being sexually assaulted at a local hotel by Petro, who was an acquaintance. Forensic examination and analysis of evidence by the Alabama Department of Forensic Sciences led investigators to Petro, as he was positively identified as the individual responsible for sexually assaulting the victim. He had been deployed to Afghanistan and was arrested by U.S. Army Criminal Investigation Division agents on September of 2019, and then turned over to the Cumberland County Sheriff's Office in North Carolina. He waived extradition and was transported to Alabama, where he was then booked into the Lee County Jail and is being held on a $500,000 bond. Both the U.S. Army CID and the Auburn Police Department are investigating this case. Here's a question for you. Who could forget the attack squirrel man? 35-year-old Mikey Polk of Athens. He's the Limestone County man who allegedly fed methamphetamines to a squirrel earlier this year, and that story went viral. Well, he just received some good news as Polk had a receiving stolen property charge dismissed Tuesday in a Limestone County circuit courtroom. According to the AP, Polk, who was captured in Lauderdale County in June by sheriff's deputies after 9 days on the run, is still charged with 3 felonies, possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and felon in possession of a firearm, and 1 misdemeanor of possession of a wild bird or animal. It was during a drug bust at Polk's apartment in June when authorities discovered methamphetamines, ammunition, and body armor, and that squirrel. Authorities say that they were told that Polk fed methamphetamines to the animal to make it more aggressive. The sheriff's office said the squirrel was released into the wild. While running from authorities, Polk recorded a video with what he said was a squirrel, and he denied all allegations. But the sheriff in Limestone County refuted that claim, saying, quote, there is no safe way to test a squirrel for methamphetamines. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
At Alpha Insurance, our goal is to be your MVP, providing you with the most valuable protection. That means saving you money on home, car, and life insurance, and providing championship service from a helpful hometown team. Call Alpha for your insurance needs today, and let us show you why we consistently rank among the top insurance companies in the Southeast for customer satisfaction.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit irsallstar.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. People in Santa Rosa County have voted down a proposed 1-cent sales tax for infrastructure. More than 67% said no to the tax. The 1% sales tax was set to replace the current half-cent sales tax expiring December 31st. County officials say the tax hike, if passed, would have generated $180 million over 10 years for road improvement and capital infrastructure projects. Mobile police have not yet released the name of a man hit and killed by a car in Mobile last night. It happened on Noel Avenue. That's off the I-65 service road near Old Shell Road. Mobile Baykeeper has released the bacterial results from a sewage spill in Fish River Monday. E. coli has been detected, but there is not a large enough amount to cause major concern. The swimming threshold for E. coli is 235 per 100 milliliters. County Road 64 is slightly above the threshold at 262. The other locations on Highway 104, Bohemian Park, and County Road 32 are under the threshold. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Hey, talk with my buddy Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscape, and football season's here, man.
Finally, thank goodness.
Yeah, and I'm fired up for football season and competitive about football, but also competitive about entertaining during football games there in the backyard. But I know I need a little help.
Sure. And we would love to help you with
that.
Okay. So to get started, what you would do is just give us a call and we have one of our landscape designers come out. We will just talk about how you're going to use the space, what you're going to use it for, how many people are going to be there. And then we start taking cues from what you like, color, shapes, textures. And we start taking cues from the home itself and the neighborhood, any other existing landscapes. And we just come up with a comprehensive plan that's going to meet all of your needs.
Does it have a comprehensive plan with an outdoor kitchen that I can entertain around?
We can certainly make that happen.
That's how you win. And what I also like is if people want to see the work you've already done, it's posted online for them to see.
Yeah, you can find it on our social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, or online at sextonlandscapes.com.
All right, for the win, Sexton Lawn and Landscape. Check them out today.
Auburn loses a star player to injury for at least the next month. Tampa forces Game 5 in Houston, and I got the odds for this weekend's SEC games. 648 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Start with some tough news for the Auburn Tigers. Running back Jatarvius Booby Whitlow expected now to miss the next 4 to 6 weeks after undergoing knee surgery yesterday. AL.com reports that Whitlow suffered the knee injury late during the Tigers' 24-13 loss to Florida on Saturday. He actually returned to the game after being injured and reportedly did not realize he was hurt until the following morning. Tigers have a bye this weekend before facing Arkansas next Saturday, but they will miss their lead back while he is out. Whitlow currently leads the SEC with 7 rushing touchdowns and is 2nd in the conference in rushing yards. Whitlow will miss Auburn's big game at LSU on October 26th, but he could possibly return in time for the Georgia game on November 16th. In baseball, the Tampa Bay Rays scored 3 runs in the first inning and beat the Houston Astros 4-1 to force a series-deciding Game 5 in Houston tomorrow night.
Here's the 1-2 from Snell up the middle. The Tampa Bay Rays win Game 4, even the series.
That's the final call from TBS. Tampa's Willie Adames added to the lead with a 4th-inning solo home run, and the Rays sent Houston ace Justin Verlander to the bench early. Verlander allowed all 4 of the Rays' runs and only 3 2/3 innings in the loss. Game 5 scheduled to start after 6 p.m. tomorrow night. Gerrit Cole will be on the mound for the Astros, while Tyler Glasnow gets the call for Tampa. Today there are 2 Game 5s set to be played, both National League Division Series. Atlanta hosts St. Louis at 4 p.m. Braves will start Mike Fultonevich. Cardinals will trot out Jack Flaherty. Then at 7:37 tonight, the L.A. Dodgers host Washington. Steven Strasburg starts for the Nationals, and Walker Buehler will start for the Dodgers. Got a full day of SEC games on Saturday. I've got the odds right here for you. Get started at 11 a.m. with number 3 Georgia hosting South Carolina. Bulldogs favored by 25 points. Also at 11, Mississippi State goes to Knoxville to play the Tennessee Vols. The Bulldogs are favored by 7 points. At 2:30, number 1 ranked Alabama on the road in College Station at number 24 Texas A&M. The Crimson Tide are favored by 16.5 points. At 3 o'clock, Vanderbilt hosts UNLV. The Commodores favored by 14.5. At 6 o'clock, Missouri favored by 12 when they host Ole Miss. At 6:30, Arkansas plays at Kentucky. Wildcats are favored by 7. Then at 7 o'clock, the biggest game of the day, number 5 LSU hosts number 7 Florida. The Bengal Tigers favored by 13 points right now over the Gators. And 2 other top 25 games on Saturday. Number 6 Oklahoma plays number 11 Texas in the Red River Shootout in the Cotton Bowl in Dallas. Oklahoma favored by 11 points. And at 6:30, number 10 Penn State favored by 3.5 points on the road at number 17 Iowa. 6:51 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, once again, accident-free conditions continue and light traffic along the interstate. If you're traveling from the 1065 split downtown and across to Bayway, Daphne, Spanish Fort, that ride from Malvis to Loxley and I-10, you've seen state troopers. Tillman's Corner and Theodore also on the interstate, but no new wrecks in the roadways. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2019 RAV4 with 1.9% APR financing for up to 60 months, model 4430. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update brought to you by Allegri Farm Market with the freshest local fruits and vegetables at a great price, including weekly specials. Highway 181 and County Road 64. Allegri Farm Market. Fresh produce straight from their local farms to your table. Open daily from 8 to 6, Sundays 9 to 5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with isolated showers. High temperatures will be in the upper 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 70. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated showers and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The following is a paid commercial endorsement.
You don't think it will happen to you twice. First, it was a fire. My agent was right there and helped me rebuild. Then the tornado destroyed everything again. Both times, my independent agent and auto owners took care of me like someone takes care of family.
For whatever lies ahead, we're always there. Visit Lion Fry Cadden Insurance Agency in Mobile today at lionfrycadden.com.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
It's 6:54, FM Talk 106.5. The good news is another day that we don't hit 90, says staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. We'll get more from him in just a little bit. Kelly's got her headlines right now.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Because it's never too early to make your dinner plans, especially with three of the top restaurants in the city are joining forces. Coming up on October the 24th, it is Dining on Dolphin, Thursday, October 24th at 6:30 p.m. on Dolphin Street. The press release says that showcasing globally inspired, locally sourced, inventive cuisine from three of Mobile's premier restaurants in an intimate setting along Dolphin Street in downtown Mobile's Historic Arts and Entertainment District, and you are invited. This event will feature a four-course dinner from Noja, the Noble South, and Southern National, and your meal will be accompanied with wines. And get this, a portion of the proceeds will benefit the Barton Academy. If you'd like more information, go to DiningOnDolphin.com. If you're looking for a job, Best Buy is looking for you. The retailer says that they're planning to hire thousands of people across the country for the holiday season, and it's all going to happen at a job fair at all Best Buy locations nationwide October 10th and 11th from noon to 7 p.m. Best Buy has 11 locations here in the state of Alabama. So if you're interested, you may apply in person or submit online when it comes to your RSVP for an interview. Walk-ins are also welcome. Positions will come with 401k eligibility and an employee discount. Again, for more information, you want to hop online and visit BestBuy.com. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. 6:55, FM Talk 106.5. Story from overnight, a pedestrian hit and killed on Dole Avenue just off the I-65 service road just south of Old Shell. All right, so they said the pedestrian hit by a car killed last night, according to MPD. A man, that's all we have, is a man as the victim. Dole Avenue, just off the I-65 service road, just south of Old Shell. Police say they are not looking for a suspect. This is a developing story, they say, from WKRG. They're not looking for a suspect.
Does that mean it wasn't a hit and run?
The first sentence here says, Mobile police are on scene where they say a pedestrian was hit by a car and killed Tuesday evening. So, one of two things. Either they already have the person, right? They have it, or they're just chalking it up to people walking in the damn service road.
There's been a lot of people hit.
Yeah, you know, to go back to our rant that we've been doing for years and years and years, and, well, by the way, 10 years old, FM Talk 106.5, happy 10 years old for us.
So been talking about this for 10 years,
It has been at least. I've been talking about it on the radio here for probably 18, 19 years in town, but it seems worse, and it's a combination of people just, and by the way, the homeless population's come back up here near Airport and I-65. You notice it comes and goes, and we're at a high end of the cycle right now. There's a whole bunch of people here. They do a lot of, like, watched a woman yesterday with the shopping cart come down Western America Drive, which is where our station is, out across the service road and onto Airport.
What?
Onto Airport.
With the shopping cart.
As Trey Bennett from 1-800-GOT-JUNK is my witness. I'll get him to witness this. She comes from Western America Circle across the service road with the cart and then takes that right like she's going to go 65 southbound. we had to turn because we were in traffic, couldn't see and just going down the Airport.
What?
You and I see them crossing that all the time, walking down the service road, let alone when I'm coming in the morning, all the workout folks that are walking in the middle of the dang road.
Yeah.
Even and in areas where the city of Mobile has put sidewalks in, and people are still out in the dang street.
This road is your road. This road is their road.
I know, you know, people say they have a right. Yeah, but also, if there's a sidewalk right there,
take it.
Get off the dang road.
She was on Airport.
This woman, it came out of, we are here near, if you know where the O'Charley's is at Airport and 65, that's Western America Drive. Comes out right there. She came out Western America Drive, crossed the service road, went through the little gap there, and got onto Airport eastbound. Like at that point, like I said, I was guessing she was probably heading 65 southbound. She's going to merge on. y'all keep your head on a swivel out there. There are people all in the streets